"You may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." Davy Crockett said this angrily after losing his Tennessee bid for the U.S. Congress. I think he really said, "Y'all can go to hell," but grammatical purity likely corrupted the original transcription. Mary Lasswell, who wrote the famous book I'll Take Texas, said, "I am forced to conclude that God made Texas on his day off for pure entertainment, just to prove that all that diversity could be crammed into one section of the earth by a really top hand." If a man's from Texas, he'll tell you. If not, why embarrass him by asking? John Gunther is credited with this. Many people think Gunther was a big, gruff Texas oil man. He wasn't. He was a famous journalist who published the quote in his incredible best-selling book, Inside USA. Speaking to the size of Texas, Wallace Old Cheriton said, "In the covered wagon days, if a baby was born in Texarkana while the family was crossing into the Lone Star State, by the time they reached El Paso, that baby would be in the third grade." Please don't do the math on this and write to me to tell me that at 10 miles a day, this would have only taken 3 months. We don't need math purists debating Texas hyperbole. Conrad Hilton bought his very first hotel in Cisco, and so really launched his empire in Texas. He said, "There's a vastness here, and I believe that the people who are born here breathe that vastness into their soul. They dream big dreams, and they think big thoughts, because there's nothing to hem them in." Where does that attitude come from? Larry McMurtry thinks it comes from the influence of the old Texas frontier. Imagine yourself as a small, hopeful, immigrant family alone on the Staked Plains with the Comanche and the Kiowa still on the loose. The power of such experience will not sift out of the descendants of that venture in one generation and produce Middletown. In a more accessible language, McMurtry also famously said, "Only a rank degenerate would drive 1,500 miles across Texas without eating a chicken fried steak." James Michener, who wrote the blockbuster Texas, explained the state as follows. "What you Northerners never appreciate is that Texas is so big that you can live your life within its limits and never give a damn about what anyone in Boston or San Francisco thinks. A writer can build a perfectly satisfactory reputation in Texas, and he doesn't give a damn about what critics in Kalamazoo think. His universe is big enough to gratify any ambition. Same with businessmen, same with newspapers, same with everything." George W. Bush reflected poignantly upon the years he had in West Texas. "Those were comfortable, carefree years," he said. The word I'd use now is idyllic. On Friday nights, we cheered on the Bulldogs of Midland High. On Sunday mornings, we went to church. Nobody locked our doors. Years later, when I would speak about the American dream, it was Midland I had in mind. Here's perhaps my favorite quote of all. It is by John Steinbeck from his memoir, Travels with Charlie. "I have said that Texas is a state of mind, but I think it is more than that. It is a mystique closely approximating a religion. For all its enormous range of space, climate, and physical appearance, and for all the internal squabbles, contentions, and strivings, Texas has a tight cohesiveness, perhaps stronger than any other section of America. Rich, poor, panhandle, Gulf City, country, Texas is the obsession, the proper study, the passionate possession of all Texans." And we must hear from Molly Ivins, too. She said, "I think provincialism is an endemic characteristic with mankind. I think everyone everywhere is provincial, but it is particularly striking with Texans, and we tend to be very tech-centric." Taking the summative meaning of all these quotes, we find that it gives power to our most popular modern slogan, "Don't mess with Texas." I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.